Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, lots and lots for us to talk about today here. And I'm really pleased to have my next guest with me. I want to start out before I introduce my very special guest by just giving you a couple of scripture references for what we're doing here. Ephesians 5:11, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians 5:11. Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? And I would recommend that you read all of Psalms 94. Very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. You can read or find out about him at TurleyTalks.com, TurleyTalks.com. And I want to welcome to the program. He is an internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author, widely considered to be one of the most exciting voices in today's intellectual dark web. And he really, I just love having him on the show. Dr. Steve Turley joins me. Dr. Turley, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Great to be back with you.
Well, man, there's so much for us to discuss and to talk about. I'd like to begin with that last thing that we talked about relative to how the left likes to change definitions, change names, and the biblical references for God's own, word about nations and boundaries and how, you know, how God gave Abram specific boundaries for a nation. And yet we're told, and we even have churches running around saying, oh, we should have open borders. We should invite everybody. Everybody should be able to come in. Let's not have any boundaries. Dr. Turley, help me with this.
Yeah. That's right. Well, yeah, unfortunately, pastors who say anything like that have forgotten precisely where we got the whole concept of nation from. I would recommend, well, unfortunately, it's a scholarly journal, so it might be hard to find on the internet. You have to find it in a library, but it's by historian Diana Applebaum. And she did a wonderful study that found that the nation-state project of the 16th and 17th centuries, of which we're all beneficiaries, it's known as the Westphalian system, and so this is where you start getting very set borders and boundaries and the like in our world map, that was deeply inspired by what she called the biblical narrative of nationhood. How do you like that phrase? The biblical narrative of nationhood. And basically what she shows is that Christians inspired by the Reformation not only, you know, rediscovered the Bible, but in doing so, they rediscovered a vision of the world arranged according to kindreds and tongues and lands and nations. So the biblical world is imagined as made up of a number of sovereign and equal nations that are then reinterpreted in light of the redemptive covenantal vision of Israel, where God promises to make Abraham into a mighty nation. And now the world can be seen as comprised potentially of innumerable new Israels in faithfulness to God and his redemption in Christ. So this is what Applebaum calls the biblical model of nationhood. We also have to remember that the very first nations that were formed in the 17th century through the treaties of Westphalia, they had as their sort of motto, quius regio eius religio, whose religion, whose region, his religion. And what we have to remember is, you know, with the kind of, we started to see the fall of the Holy Roman Empire with the Holy Catholic Church sort of dominating the scene. Now with Protestant, Reformation, Calvinist churches appearing all throughout the map of Europe, various princes, they were no longer of the same, you know, church anymore. One would be a Catholic, one would be a Lutheran, one would be Reformed. And so the saying came out, quius regio eius religio, whoever your prince is, whatever your prince's faith is, that's going to be the religion of his region. So whosoever region it is, that is his religion. So ironically, the model that we saw, for example, with Henry VIII, when he declared he was no longer part of the Holy Roman Empire, that got followed by the Dutch, the Scots, the Swiss, the French, and they were all defined by their Christian faith, Christian faith they held to.
And let's not forget as well that the United States of America, our original 13 colonies, were begun, and the separation of each one of those states really had to do with a denominational flavor.
Exactly.
Christianity was the underlying thing that united the states. And it's so important to understand that. And of course, also, we got to understand the danger of Islam and why Islam doesn't have a role or can't have a role, because it's antithesis to a Christian nation. But setting that aside, you know, our country was founded as a Christian nation with 13 different views denominationally, but one overarching Christian understanding that united us.
Oh, absolutely. And again, same with Europe as well. Absolutely. There's just no way around that. I mean, the Christian founding of the United States is absolutely rooted in Christian soil. There's just no way around that. And religious freedom comes from Christian ideals of the integrity of human conscience, conscience, I should say. So absolutely.
So why is it important then that this idea of nationalism be vilified, and you know, why does communism attack the idea of nationalism?
Well, communism is a globalist ideology, and globalist ideologies by definition don't like borders or boundaries. So it's a universalistic ideology that works in universalistic terms. So whether it was the economic communism of the 20th century that looked at the world as made up of an oppressor-oppressed structure of the bourgeois versus the proletariat in very class-based terms, that applied to every society. Every single society had a bourgeois and a proletariat. Well, the same goes now for the cultural Marxism of the 21st century, where cultural categories such as gender and race and sexuality apply equally to all cultures, all societies. So, and you'll find too that there's no way for you to demur from this. So if somebody says, I'm all for women's rights, you know, what is the antithesis to that so that we can have a discussion and a debate? Well, from their angle, you have to be anti-woman. You know, if I'm for LGBT rights, right? What's the only possible way I can demur from that? Well, that's only if you're homophobic and you hate gay people. So they work in these totalizing categories for which there is no possible alternative. And so what made Christianity very interesting here is there was the recognition, okay, you've got your Reformed Christian, you've got your Lutheran Christian, you know, you got your Catholic Christian, and now we can, in our best moments, we can have a debate and we can have a discussion here. But because there were boundaries, you see,
right.
There were borders.
Right.
And when you have boundaries and borders, you can have discussions. But in communism, there is Marxism. There is no, it's universalistic. There are no boundaries. And therefore, by definition, there can be no discussions. Either you're with us or you're out.
Well, and that is another reason why, you know, Jefferson and our founders said, hey, Christianity is the religion that will be the preferential religion of America, because, you know, and I said Islam is an antithesis, and it is, but there were some Muslims that lived in America back at our founding.
Sure.
We just made sure that they didn't create a situation where they were trying to take America over. That was held in check. Certainly,
right.
I'm sure that there were people that practiced all kinds of sexual perversions in the late 1700s and the early 1800s and so on. We know that those perversions existed. Paul writes about them in Romans. So we know that they didn't cease, okay? But they were not given the ability by law to be taught in our schools such as they are today. That's the difference.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And it was just a very different conception of the human person back then. You know, scholars refer to the way humanity oriented themselves to the world prior to the rise of modernity and secularism and liberalism as something called cosmic piety. And so it didn't matter whether you were in Europe or in Africa or Middle East or Asia, whatever, Native America, every single people group had this sense that the world was filled with divine meaning and purpose, and therefore every person born into the world was born to some kind of divine obligation. We were obliged to conform our lives into a harmonious relationship with that divine meaning and purpose. Even when you get into some really out there kind of sexual things and the like, oftentimes they believe that they were actually fulfilling their cosmic purposes. They were instruments of cosmic fertility and the like. And so what we are dealing with today is something very, very different. We're dealing with a modern globalist scientific rationalist perspective that reduces the world solely to biology, chemistry, and physics. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the world has no divine meaning and purpose. And therefore, nobody has any divine obligations apart from that which you personally choose to impose upon yourself. And really, for the first time in history, in human history, we're increasingly being told that if you bring those divine obligations into the public square or the public sphere, then, you know, you are a modern day Taliban, or, you know, you are transgressing, you see, the line between religion and science and church and state and so on. Whereas all of our founding fathers, every single one of them, had a sense that they were obliged to conform their lives into a harmonious relationship with the divine meaning and purpose of the world.
And I think you want to look at a scriptural basis for that. Look at Psalm 139, right? Where he writes,
one of my favorites. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he goes through talking about how you can't escape him, not from a negative way, but from a very positive aspect. And then he says, I wrote out the days of your life before you drew your first breath. In other words, we understand, Dr. Turley and I, that we're having this conversation. You're listening to this today because God divinely wrote out. So there are things for you to get today that you're not going to get any other time in your life, but in this moment, right now. We'll be back after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest, Dr. Steve Turley. You can find him at turleytalks.com. That's T-U-R-L-E-Y. TurleyTalks.com. You know, we're talking about this divine meaning and divine purpose, and I think that's so critical to understand, especially right now, when you think about where we are And all the, you know, you look at Afghanistan, you look at what the Biden administration is doing. You look at what happened to Hobby Lobby, $220,000, because they're not going to let a man go into the women's restroom in their store, for goodness sake. Another lady in Colorado that is being put out of business because she won't do same-sex, whatever those things are. You can't call it a marriage, folks. You just can't. But she won't create websites for those, although she's doing other wedding websites. My point in all this is in the midst of all of this, you can get lost and forget that God's divine plan and purpose is being played out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. Yeah. I mean, I think Eric Kaufman, the University of London demographer, did a fantastic study back in 2013 called Shall the Religious Inherit the Earth? And his argument was fascinating. It's a very big study, a few hundred pages, tons of footnotes, very well cited. But his argument is basically this. Look, liberal globalism, by its nature, enshrines each person as a sovereign individual. You have total sovereign control, supposedly, as it were, over your life and all your life's decisions. You have no moral obligations apart from that which you choose for yourself, including reproduction, including fertility. Now, that's radically different than the conservative religionist position. And again, we're talking, it doesn't even matter what we're talking about, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, maybe not so much Buddhist, but well, yeah, there's still Buddhist in the more popular sense of terms, maybe not monks, we're saying. But Islam, all of these faiths believe that children were gifts of God in some way, shape, or form. And so they saw the family as inherently sacred. The family was a vessel in some way, shape, or form of divine activity within this world. And so when you compare those two, one says that the family is whatever I want it to be. Kids are great. Kids are bad. It doesn't matter. You get to make the choice. Versus one that says children are inherently a part of a divine plan for this world. Well, which one do you think is going to reproduce? And so, sure. So Eric Kaufman has pointed out that just this factor alone, the fertility advantage among conservative religionists, almost all but guarantee that the globe is going to be radically conservative religionists by 2050. There's literally nothing you can do about it because we find, too, demographically speaking, that children of conservative religionist homes tend to retain that conservative religiosity into their adulthood. And the more conservative, the more children they're having. So the Amish double, for example, in population every 20 years, and that is not because of conversions. Wow. So right. They're doubling it every 20 years. They're slated to be 300 million, the actual size of the United States' current population right now, by the end of next century. So the religious are going to inherit the earth, and when you start playing with the family, there are some real consequences.
All right. You know what? We don't have enough time for this, but I would love to see an article from you taking into account Barna's research indicating that this is the most biblically illiterate generation in our nation's history, and yet how, based on what you just talked about, that gets turned around. I would, and folks, it will, if people of faith will just be people of faith. That's you and me. We can do this. God's got our back. We can do this.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.